Now, verse 5, you've forgotten the exhortation. Now, is an exhortation a disease? What is an exhortation? It's just words. It's not a disease. It's not a sickness. You've forgotten the exhortation which speaks unto you as unto children. How does God speak unto the children? With an exhortation. God speaks to children with words. He speaks to the children, not with disease, with words. The same way you would. You would call them to your presence. You would ask for an explanation. You would let them know their behavior was despicable. You would do it in great love. Is that right? Is that how you do it? I've forgotten. He says, my children, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint. Now, I love that word, when thou art rebuked. Well, is a rebuke a disease? What is it? It's a word, isn't it? And it means in the Greek to tell a fault. In other words, God's going to come and say, no, that was wrong. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to say, okay, I was wrong. What do you want me to do to make it right? And he says, don't faint. You can't tell a sick man not to faint. If God chastens you with sickness and disease, if he brings disaster your way and you're limping through life and you're in great pain and your body's deteriorating, and then God says, now don't faint, that's stupid. Sick people do faint. It means to be weakened, to bear loss. You can't tell a sick man, God said, I'm going to make you sick. I'm going to chasten you with a disease. I'm going to punish you because you didn't act right. Now, don't faint, but don't faint. I love that. That's the first thing we do. First words that come out of people's mouth. Don't do that. Don't faint. Don't faint. Don't do that. Like they could prevent it.
Yeah.
No, God said this is an exhortation. It's a rebuke. Have you ever had somebody rebuke you? Mm-hmm. What's the first thing? You felt faint. You felt like, wow. I've been called on the carpet a time or two. He said, I'm going to give you this rebuke. I'm going to give you this exhortation. Why? To train you, to chasten you. You've missed the path. You've missed the way. He's not going to make you sick because you missed the way. He's going to instruct you. You've missed the way here. Let me instruct you. Let me help you. And it says in the next verse, God, if you endure chastening, it says endure chastening, what God deals with you. Who deals with you?
God.
Satan deals with you?
No.
Who deals with you?
God.
Where is sickness? It's the hand of the devil. It's not God dealing with you. Sickness is not God dealing with you. It's the devil dealing with you. Because you were available. Now, you are aware it's not only sin that makes you available, it's ignorance as well. My people perish for lack of knowledge. I didn't have any idea Jesus was healing today. I mean, no idea at all. I'm first 30 years of my life. Everybody got the mumps, the chicken pox, the measles. We got ready and prepared. Everybody got the flu. We thought, this is life, such is life. We didn't have any knowledge. Lack of knowledge will kill you as quick as sin will. Now, how many people you just really didn't know any better? We didn't know any better. Aren't you glad for knowledge? Amen. Said, endure, God deals with you. I love that. Many times when I see things aren't going right for me, I come to that verse and I say, okay, God, deal with me. Deal with me. Deal with me. Deal with me. Nobody knows what you need to know but Almighty God. Very seldom does any man know or perceive, because I can't see your heart. Verse 9, furthermore, we've had fathers of the flesh which corrected us. Now, how do fathers of the flesh correct you? Not with a sickness or disease. And we give them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection? Do what? Be in subjection, be submissive. God is the Father of spirits. Now, here's what's going to happen when God deals with me and I'm listening. It says, be in subjection to the Father of spirits and what?
Live.
And die?
No.
And get sicker?
No.
Subjection to the Word of God, to the exhortation of heaven, brings life.
Yes.
So if you'll be in subjection, you'll what?
Live.
You'll be in subjection, you'll... Because God knows where you missed it. Now, some things aren't the devil, they're not God. You know, a lot of traffic accidents, just some, there's no fault in that, so somebody wasn't paying attention. And you can dig for a deep, profound reason, but there isn't a deep, profound reason. Somebody was not watching. And that's the profound reason.